Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Fats Waller and Friends from 1931, part of the orchestra led by Ted Lewis at the time, famous band leader, and they brought us I'm Crazy About My Baby, written by Fats Waller himself and Alex Hill. Also joining Fats in the studio was Benny Goodman on clarinet and Muggsy Spanier on cornet. And as I mentioned, Ted Lewis was a very famous band leader in the early 1920s through right to the 1950s. They open this morning's show where we're going to be going back in time to the late 1920s, early 1930s. And we're going to listen to some of the early jazz and dance bands on both sides of the Atlantic, from the US and from Britain. So we have some different music for you this morning, lots of wonderful musicians and bands, and some fun singers as well. Well, a lot of the bands that we'll hear this morning were, well, they were all very popular at the time. Some of them went on to have long careers. Some of the bands kind of faded somewhat by the end of the 1930s, but they were all wonderful musicians. They played some wonderful music. Well, we're going to go to the 1920s for our next three numbers. We'll hear from Bix Beiderbecke, one of the great cornetists, who is performing with the Jean Coldcat Orchestra around about this time, and we'll hear them from 1926 with a number written by Ray West and Irving Abrahamson called Idolizing. And we'll go next to 1929 to the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. That's Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, and those two had come to New York and set up as musicians with the various small jazz groups and orchestras that were around at the time. And around about this time, 28, 29, they started to form their own orchestra. I'm not sure if it was a formal orchestra, but it was a group of musicians that they led. And they made a number of recordings over the next 5 or 6 years together. And we're going to hear one from 1929 called My Kind of Love. And the orchestra, apart from the two Dorsey boys, also included Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Glenn Miller, a young Glenn Miller on trombone, Eddie Lang on guitar. And the singer in this case, as a young man just starting out, went on to become fairly famous, and that's Bing Crosby. And for our third number in the set, we'll go over to Britain in the year 1927 to a dance band that was becoming very popular there and also on the continent. And that's Jack Hilton. And always fun to listen to. They played the dance band style, which was sort of unique to Britain in its form. Those are different from the dance band style, I think, in the US. But the Hilton boys were also very good at the jazz, too. So their numbers are always fun to listen to. They're going to bring us a number written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen called Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling? And we'll start with Jean Coldcat with Bix Beiderbecke and Idolizing.
Your kind of love keeps me believing, although you're deceiving. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Oh, my kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, you're fond of me. Tell me you love me, hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love, one way to paradise.
Jack Hilton with Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling from 1927. Before Jack, we heard from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Bing Crosby and My Kind of Love from 1927. Gene Colgett and Big Spiderbeck with Idolizing. This morning we're listening to songs from the late part of the 1920s and the early part of the 1930s, both in the US and in Britain. And this was the time of the dance bands. Well, you could also call some of them jazz bands. And we see lots of familiar names of people starting out in their career. Some went on to have long careers and other, well, they went on to do something different, I guess. But this is the period in the 1930s where we just really are moving towards the swing era, the big band era. So this is getting its start here. And we'll go now to the band led by, it's the Casa Loma Orchestra. And they actually were formed out of the Gene Colquette Orchestras. And in 1933, they were just starting out. And they recorded with a young singer starting out at the time who went on to become one of the great swing singers of the 30s. And that's Mildred Bailey. They made a recording of a song written by Irving Berlin for the musical As Thousands Cheer. And that song is Heat Wave from 1933. And then we'll go over to Britain for two numbers. From the mid-1930s, one of the most popular dance bands over there at the time, and also very accomplished jazz musicians, are in Ambrose's Orchestra. And we'll hear them with a number written by Nashe O'Hur Brown and Arthur Freed, featured in the musical Broadway Melody of 1936, and is called appropriately Broadway Rhythm. We'll round out the set with orchestra led by Danny Polo. Danny Polo and his swing orchestra. Well, Danny was actually a U.S. clarinetist, very fine one. He spent most of the 1930s in the U.K., and he made many recordings there. We'll hear one of them, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. And that was written by Nat Ayer and Clifford Gray, and it was featured in the West End musical of 1916 called The Bing Boys Are Here. Well, the song survived if perhaps the musical didn't. And we'll hear Danny Polo and friends bring that to us. And we'll start with Mildred Bailey, the Casa Loma Orchestra, and Heat Wave.
Thank you.
we just heard two bands, Danny Polo and his swing orchestra with If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Before that, Ambrose and his orchestra with Broadway Rhythm. And we started out with Mildred Bailey and the Casaloma Orchestra and Heat Wave. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to songs from the late part of the 1920s and the early part of the 1930s. Some of the wonderful jazz and dance bands that were around in those days, both in the US and in Britain. Well, we're going to carry on now, go back to the US to a very fine band from 1932, is this particular recording. The band was led by Don Redman, one of the great early jazz bands. He also was a composer and arranger of note, one of the great arrangers from early days, and had a great influence on the music that was to follow. I think he worked with Fletcher Henderson, who went along to join Benny Goodman at the start of the swing era. So we're going to listen to Don himself from 1932 with a number written by Mort Dixon and Harry Warren called Nagasaki. Then we'll go over to Britain again to a band led by Jack Jackson. Now, he was a trumpeter, also sang, and led a fine orchestra. We're going to hear them with a number called Turning the Town Upside Down. They recorded it in 1937, and it was written by the songwriting team of Ziegler, Goodhart, and Hoffman. And it's a new song to me. I haven't heard it before, but I see from the program notes that it was recorded on February the 10th, 1937, at the Dorchester Hotel in London. So a bit of British jazz history there. We'll return to the US to 1934 and the Isham Jones Orchestra. And they will bring us a number written by Isham Jones, also a songwriter of note, called Dallas Blues. And on this we will hear the work of clarinetist and alto sax player Woody Herman, who I believe joined the Isham Jones Orchestra in that year, and then, of course, went on a couple of years later when Isham retired to take over leadership of the band himself. Three more tunes, and we'll go back to 1932 to Don Redman and Nagasaki. Thank you.
bread and dynamite. Boy, I drink nothing but Saturday night. Oh, man, how they entertain. I mean a hurry, hurry game. Food your armor, got a mama, then your troubles increase, boy.
It's the bottle, and 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 the bag of sackies.
They hug and kiss each night by jingle, boys, worth that price.
Bag of sackies, bag of red fellas, through the bag, and the women make you wag.
Bag of sackies, bag of red fellas, through the bag, and the women make you wag.
Down, looking high, looking low for you. I search every place, not a trace. I'll be hanged if I know what to do. Life ain't worth living, it's misery. All is forgiven if you'll only come back to me. I'm turning the town upside down. Honey, I miss you so. Oh, how long must I go? Looking high, looking low for you.
Thank you.
listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa at CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are listening to jazz and dance bands from days gone by. We just heard Isham Jones and Dallas Blues from 1934. Jack Jackson joined us with Turning the Town Upside Down. And we started out with Don Redman and his orchestra and Nagasaki from 1932.
For the finest in jazz, tune into In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to move on now to Jack Payne and his band, another British dance band leader from the 20s and 30s. A very fine band. He's going to bring us a number written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn for the film Whoopee, where it was sung by Eddie Cantor. The song is called My Baby Just Cares for Me. And then we'll hear from Richard Himber and his orchestra from 1935. He is going to bring us a lovely number written by Cole Porter that was featured in the stage musical Jubilee. Just One of Those Things, with a vocal by Stuart Allen. Then we'll hear from Billy Cotton and his band, another of the British dance bands. He went on well into the 1960s. He was on television then with the Billy Cotton Band Show. I remember it well. He's going to bring us a number written by Harry Woods and George Brown, recorded in Ciro's on August the 24th, 1932. How about that? Cyril Grantham is providing the words on The Clouds Will Soon Roll By. And we'll start with Jack Payne, My Baby Just Cares For Me.
Thank you. scream. Just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
You've been listening to Billy Cotton and his band with The Clouds Will Soon Roll By from 1932. We also heard from Richard Himber and his orchestra with Stuart Allen and Just One of Those Things, a Cole Porter number from 1935. And we started out with Jack Payne and his band and My Baby Just Cares For Me from 1930. Well, we're going to move on now to hear the Ben Selvin Orchestra. Well, we're going to hear him from 1929 with a number written by Harry Ask and Grant Clark called Am I Blue? And we'll have a lovely vocal from a then very popular vocalist, Smith Ballou. Am I Blue?
eyes telling you, am I blue? Now you'd be too, if each plan with your gal done fell through. Was a time I was her only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Been listening to, I've heard that song before.
Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by.
So we've got one more for you this morning, and it's a very lively one, 1925. It's another song written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, written in that year, 1925, and it's brought to us by Abe Brigode and his 14 Virginians. How about that for a band name? And it's called Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.